Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Joe Biden has been formally certified as the next president of the United States, with results from electoral colleges in all but one US state giving him 302 votes, more than the 270 required. The electors in each state are appointed to reflect the popular vote, which was won by Mr. Biden in November. Here's our Washington correspondent, Nomia Iqbal.
This process happens every 4 years in the US elections, and normally electors do not get that much attention. But due to President Trump's persistent and failing efforts to question and overturn the results, the state-by-state vote was in the spotlight. Heightened security had been put in place in some states, including the swing states of Michigan and Georgia. The very Democrat state of California was one of the last to vote, and its 55 electors took Mr. Biden across the 270-vote threshold required to win the presidency. Next, Congress will meet on January 4th to count the votes. Then on January 20th, it's Inauguration Day, when President-elect Biden becomes President Biden and Donald Trump leaves the White House.
Speaking in his home state of Delaware, Mr. Biden said the result confirmed what he called the strength and resilience of our democracy. In an apparent reference to Donald Trump's repeated attempts to challenge the result, he praised the ordinary men and women who had refused to be bullied.
They showed a deep and unwavering faith in and a commitment to the law. And they wouldn't be bullied into saying anything different. It was truly remarkable. Because so many of these patriotic Americans are subject to so much, enormous political pressure, verbal abuse, and even threats of physical violence.
Minutes after the Electoral College vote was decided, Donald Trump had announced on Twitter the departure of the US Attorney General William Barr. He said he would be gone by Christmas. With more details, here's our North America correspondent, David Willis.
He said, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. Well, newsflash, it has not. It started well but became toxic fairly recently, not least over Bill Barr's refusal to support Donald Trump's claims of widespread voter fraud following an investigation by his department, the US Justice Department, and then the fact that Bill Barr kept up his sleeve, an investigation into Joe Biden's son Hunter's tax affairs. Now, that is something that Donald Trump believes, if it had come out before the election, could have helped him win it.
Our North America correspondent David Willis reporting. Mr. Trump has refused to acknowledge his electoral defeat and has suggested his legal fight to reverse the result will continue, despite the failure of more than 50 legal challenges so far. I'm David Harper, and you're listening to the latest world news from the BBC, live from London.